Gilman City and Albany play tonight, and then the first round of the district tournament is going to be next week for Gilman City. Adam Clark's head basketball coach for Gilman City. Team's been fairly busy. Had a couple games that were back-to-back, part of a three-game week right before the HDC tournament. Had the tournament in a three-game week last week, and then had Mercer on Tuesday night. Fairly successful. We're able to win four out of that group, and one of those was, or I guess three out of that group, and one of those was against Breckenridge. That was the makeup game that you had from earlier this year. Beat Breckenridge, won 63-41. I know you said that you were kind of going into that a little bit sight unseen, but you got through it okay.
Yeah, we did. You know, Breckenridge's got some pretty good size, and you know, they made things interesting early with that size. We found ourselves down after the first quarter, but we had a really, really good three quarters after that. Our defense really picked up. Our offense did too. I know Caleb Bajornley had an excellent night for us that night. Rebounded well and scored, I think he had 26 for us. And we had several guys getting points on the board for us that night, so it worked out. It took us a little bit of time, but you know, we came around and played pretty good ball later in that game.
Okay, next night was against East Harrison at East Harrison. I kept mind up in the homecoming night for one of the East Harrison schools. I assume it was probably Ridgeway for their homecoming night. Anyway, played a game that was close. You had beaten them earlier in a close game of the Gilman City tournament. This time they win what I assume was a fairly close game at 7 points.
Yeah, it was. You know, both teams got out kind of slow. We went into halftime with a one-point lead, and so it was a low-scoring affair in the first half. It was just 23-22, and you know, we were doing a fairly good job of keeping the Claycomb boy and the Roberts boy kind of quiet. They didn't have a bunch of points in the first half. And I was hoping that our offense was going to come around and start scoring a little bit more in the second half, but we stayed pretty quiet, and it was just one of those deals like whoever got hot towards the end was going to pull away, and you know, and East Harrison did. They started hitting some big shots and knocking down free throws late in the game.
All right, Ted, first round of the HDC tournament against Mercer. Mercer wins that first round game. Ends up being 67-38. I know Coach Wyatt said that was a very interesting game to coach because of the environment that it was in. Because you want to get so many games in the tournament and you have that Saturday to do it, it means that, you know, everybody has to play. But, you know, everybody's probably just going to be playing for their own game or going to be there for their own game. So he says that kind of equated to a lonely environment out there.
Yeah, it was. It was an interesting situation, but you know, both teams stepped on the floor. You know, after the first quarter, we found ourselves down 7. We didn't feel like we was in doing too bad of shape, but then second quarter, Mercer really caught their stride, started hitting down some shots, and extended their lead at halftime. I think they were up 22, and so we were playing catch up. And then third quarter, both teams came out really flat, probably due to the environment we were in, like you were talking about. But they again extended a couple more points on that, and just were able to finish strong. We tried to make a little comeback, but you know, Mercer's just so deep, and they can shoot well across the board that they were just able to finish out on us.
All right, next two games were both wins for you, though. Beat Newtown Harris and beat Grundy County. And with Newtown Harris, that was against a team that you had played earlier this year, and they'd beaten you. So you really flipped the script on them. Grundy County, you had, you know, about as much, maybe a little bit more convincing win, at least with the final score. I don't know necessarily how the games played out. What you do notice about that, though, is Gilman City scored a lot of points in both those games.
Yeah, we went into the tournament feeling like you know, we didn't do ourselves justice. We ended up getting a lower seed than what we thought we should have got, but that was due to a couple of those close losses due to, you know, to Newtown, especially being one of them. We felt like we should have played a little better earlier against North Harrison, which could have helped us in the seeding. But so we wanted to come out and play extremely well and kind of make a statement about, you know, even though we were in that spot, we were playing better ball, and we did. Newtown, we came out right away. We doubled them up in the first quarter, and then kind of one of those deals where we never really looked back. We outscored them in each quarter after that, and it was mainly due to our defense. We had a lot of good defensive steals that night. And then in Grundy County, we were in the same boat there. We wanted to come out and set a strong tone and take control early, and the boys did. They had a great first quarter, put up 24 points in the first quarter and kept them to four, and then just kind of cruised through the rest of the quarters.
They had Mercer then on Tuesday night. Mercer win, or I should say, it was a Mercer win, a 91-69 win. When I saw that score, I was thinking about a pen of horses that had been pinned up for a while and just got the gates turned out. And I guess that was kind of the deal at the first half, just let the horses run.
Yeah, there was a lot of up and down the floor. Both teams were looking pretty good in the first half, really. We found ourselves down, 10 in the first quarter, but then we kind of, we didn't let it get extended too far. We were down 12 at half, and I thought, we have an opportunity here maybe to come out in the third quarter and maybe slow them down and see if we can chip away a little bit. But, we're at that point in the season where we played some freshmen down, and so we're only using six guys now. And Mercer, I think they got about 12 or so guys, and they use about three-quarters of them. And so, that kind of nipped us in the bud there late in the third when fatigue was really starting to set in on us, and they started shooting well. We had trouble covering the three-point line once we got tired too. So, it was definitely one of those things where their horses had a little more stamina than we did.
Well, now, and I guess you got another game to work out, the situation now with Albany, but, that Gilman City has got the capability of being a pretty good offensive team. In other words, they can compete in a game where there's a lot of high possessions. Or in other words, you've got that kind of scoring pop. But it sounds like on the other side of that you got to create a balance if you're only going to play, if you're down to the limited roster size is what you have.
Yeah, we do. We need several guys being able to score for us. Even against Mercer, we had three guys in double digits, and one or two knocking on the door double digits. And if we can do that, we're going to be able to put some points on the board. And a lot of that time, when we score that much, it's due to our defense. So we really need to start defensively sound and create some stops and some transition offense. So that's going to be key for us, especially against this Albany group that's seen a lot of great competition through the GRC schedule. Their record probably doesn't do them the justice that they've had to run through a tough schedule. So I think they're going to be ready to put on a battle with us, and we're going to have to show up and play some good ball.
That's Gilman City head basketball coach Adam Clark.